now plugged into Action.
Mike, are you ready?
I'm ready right now.
Are you able to do this podcast one-handed?
Matter of fact, we're recording. I don't know. We'll see.
Mike has an injured wrist.
I use the left hand a lot.
Oh, boy, I hope you're okay.
Oh, boy.
Boy, I hope you're going to be okay.
Just happened. Guess what?
What? Oh, surprise treats.
Surprise treats.
Oh, boy.
Went to the store. We don't know what it's going to be.
A little strange today. I say it feels a little weird. Oh. That's the right choice, my friend.
I did it.
You did it.
I did it.
Raisin cinnamon bread.
Swirl bread.
I can't believe it's not butter.
I can't believe it's not butter.
You know, I've been working and I forgot to wash my hands.
Oh, great.
Just keep them busy.
Okay, I'll fill this space. I'll fill this space. Okay. So anyway, it's been a few weeks ago now, but I was at Kroger and I got into a fight. Okay, and this guy, he comes up to me and he goes, "Can I borrow a quarter?" And I said, "A quarter?" I said, "Well, fella, what can you get with a quarter, you know?" And he said,
"Don't worry, I'm back."
"Well, two quarters." Oh, okay,
I'm
good.
Back.
Okay, so
don't worry, I'm back.
Okay. I found out that you can't really walk into a Meijer, at least, and buy banana nut bread.
Why can't you do that?
They don't have it.
They don't have it?
I really wanted banana nut bread. That was
Man,
my goal.
That would have been good, but this is still good. You still... I wish you would never said anything about banana nut bread.
I wish I hadn't even thought of it.
Yeah, I wish... Because now this doesn't seem as good.
It's second best.
It's still great, but...
Well, it's good, but it's...
You think about what we could have done.
Second best. I'll eat the heel. Do you not...
I hate the heel.
Everybody... A lot of people hate the heel.
I hate the heel, man.
But I don't mind it. I'm going to eat it.
I can't stand it.
All right, tonight's episode is going to be... crazy all over the place. We don't really have any goals.
I'm real tired. It's been a hard
James has been working a hard physical labor the last couple weeks.
Yeah. It's been rough.
It's good though.
But
to
it feels good.
It's good to get away from the desk
good.
And from your deskies.
Yeah. From my deskies.
And
my tests.
Oh,
butter on the soundboard.
That's all right. It's okay.
I can't believe it's not butter. I can't hear it's not butter.
Okay. So.
Boy, I can't wait to eat this.
Since the last time we were here, James saw Man of Steel.
Which we should wait till the end of the show before I say anything. I'm not going to do like an Iron Man 3 rant.
No, don't do that.
But I am going to say a couple things.
Yeah.
Spoiler warning, I didn't enjoy it.
Speak your mind.
Get that.
I was curious here. Okay.
But we'll wait till the end of the show because I'm going to turn it off. Chad did something cool. With the Iron Man 3 rant.
What did he do?
Remember you told me he,
Yeah. My friend Chad.
He was listening to the podcast, stopped it before the Iron Man 3 rant,
mm-hmm.
went in and watched Iron Man 3,
mm-hmm.
and then came out and listened to the rant.
That's right. You bought him a muffin for it.
I bought him a muffin.
And
no,
he...
I bought him a muffin for something else, didn't I?
No, that was what it was for.
Oh, wait, so you already mentioned this on the show?
Yeah.
Oh, pff.
Remember
that's how out of it I am.
It was on the show, I think.
That's how out of it I am right now.
But he said...
he should do that with Superman.
He said it was lame that I didn't tell the rest of the story.
Mm.
Like, I didn't say the...
Then I'm glad I just mentioned it, because now you can tell the rest of the story.
I don't remember.
Oh.
I don't remember what else happened.
Oh.
I got the gist of it.
Man.
There's some details he wanted me to include, though.
I'm sorry,
remember.
Chad. I would have listened. I would have told the whole story.
James would have been a better friend than me.
Yep.
Should have went to high school with him.
I should have.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Okay. Well, I have some things written down here. This is a first where I have some things
nothing.
And you don't have anything.
I got nothing.
First.
I'm going to wing it. I'm your wingman.
My wingman.
I'm going to wing it.
Like in Top Gun.
Yep.
First Blood figure came out. Rambo. First Rambo figure from NECA.
Sweet. Who picked that up for you?
At a Toy News. My friend James picked
it
up.
Oh, look at that. I didn't pay for it.
You didn't buy it.
I
had to reimburse
just
you.
I picked it up for
I reimbursed
you.
You.
Yeah.
It's excellent.
It's really good.
I'm happy to have it. I feel like it's getting the treatment that franchise finally deserves.
I bought it, and I bought the Dutch from Predator
you bought
at the same
Dutch.
Time. I did the Contra.
And Dutch looks awesome.
Dutch is great. I was telling you, I almost wish I wouldn't have bought Dutch at the same time.
Yeah.
Because he kind of overshadowed the Rambo figure. Not that the Rambo figure is any way bad.
It's not.
He's awesome. But the Dutch is maybe just a little bit better.
Well, maybe it's because it's Arnold.
It could be.
And what we figured out...
Oh, yeah.
You want to tell?
Well, I'll start the story.
Okay.
We can both finish it off. My wife was telling me, she said, because you're talking about the Independence Day thing, there's going to be a new Independence Day movie, and Will Smith's not coming, they're not going to have Will Smith in it, who cares?
That was
Independence
Day.
That
was on my list, we'll talk about that later.
So, Oh, there's some Independence Day stuff I want to talk about, too.
Oh, okay.
That's good. I want to tell the whole story about the years.
Okay.
Right? Okay. So, my wife was at work, and she was talking about it with somebody, and she said, you know what? I don't think I've ever seen a Will Smith movie. And I said, that's impossible. And she's like, no, we were talking about it, and I don't think I've ever seen a Will Smith movie.
Why wasn't I told about this? Who's in charge?
God, sir.
Oh, my God. Let's go.
She says, I don't think I've ever seen one. She said, go on IMDb. I don't think he's really done as many movies as everybody thinks he has.
Mm-hmm.
And he hasn't. He hasn't done that many movies, really.
Not a handful.
Comparison. He's done a handful, but when you really think about it, for him to be known as this huge star, there's not that many movies. And so I tallied it up, and I think I'd seen like six of them maybe, which I thought it was going to be more, but it's not. And so then we were talking, and we said, okay, well, what stars are bigger to us? What stars have we seen more movies of? And so we started going through, and I think we got Tom Cruise, and he had a lot. And then there was, I can't remember, there were a couple others we looked up. But there was one that we looked up for me, and then also for Mike, that trounced everyone else. But then you ended up trouncing it.
I didn't.
No, you didn't.
I didn't. Yeah, I almost did.
That's right. It did trounce everybody.
I'm about to.
So you go ahead.
Well,
you're about to.
I'm about to. Yeah, because I'm going to watch some...
Warm it up, Chris.
I'm about to. So Arnold Schwarzenegger, turns out both of us have seen 29 of his films.
It's crazy.
That's an insane amount of films. I didn't even know he had that many films.
I know. We just kept naming them off. It was like, seen it.
I have on my DVD shelf, most of the movies are organized by star, if they're a big enough star.
Yeah.
So all my Stallone movies are on one shelf. All my Schwarzenegger movies are on another shelf.
All your David Hasselhoffs.
All my David Hasselhoffs.
On the third shelf.
There's a lot.
Yeah.
But I didn't know. I didn't even think that there were 29. I don't think I own 29 Schwarzenegger movies.
It's crazy to think you've seen him in 29 different movies.
That's a lot. That's a lot.
Your runner-up was close.
My runner-up was, let's see if these fine people listening can guess.
We'll give you a few seconds. Oh, it's copyrighted.
Shoot. Don't finish it.
Yeah.
We're getting in trouble. Clint Eastwood. Clint Eastwood had a run-up. I had seen 28 Clint Eastwood films, and I'm about to watch Trouble with the Curve sometime soon.
So you're going to tie it up.
I'm going to tie it up with 29. I know there's another one in there that I need to see.
Then Expendables 3 is going to come out. See, you have more of a chance, though, in the long run, of Arnold being the top. Because Clint...
That's right. Doesn't have
as many years left, I don't think, as Arnold does.
That's right.
So Arnold's probably got more movies left in him than Clint does.
He does.
So Arnold's probably going to end up winning out and being the star you've seen the most movies of for your entire life.
Probably. I'd be interested now to see Stallone, to see how many I've seen of his. Because I've seen quite a bit of those, too.
Yeah, I think it was a pretty big drop between the two for me. I think it was like 16 or 17 Stallone movies. Yeah. But you probably watch more Stallone movies than I have.
Maybe. Interesting.
Crazy, though. Those guys are prolific.
Prolific. 29 films.
Yeah. And we haven't even seen them all.
I haven't seen all of them.
All right.
I haven't seen Hercules in New York.
That was fun.
Or whatever that was.
That was his first one.
Right? Yeah.
And Pumping Iron wasn't even listed on IMDb.
That's right.
I drink beer.
I drink milk is for babies.
Milk is for babies.
When you grow up, you drink beer.
When you grow up, you drink beer. That's a great way to work out.
That's a great way to work out, yeah. I have seen Pumping Iron, so technically that's 30. I don't think I include that.
It wasn't included.
Okay.
All right, well, that was fun.
Next thing on my list is...
Is Independence Day on your list somewhere? To talk about Independence Day?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it is.
Hey, you know what?
What? It's going
to
be...
This is the last episode before July 4th.
That's right.
All
right,
so when we get to that, we should mention that, too. That this is the last episode before July 4th.
Okay.
Let's not forget that.
Don't forget to mention it. Next thing on my list is... D.B. Steamwam, Beam Blom, you must be inscrutable, Captain.
How many of these have you had?
This is my third piece.
I'm going to have a second piece.
You have a second, have a third, have a fourth, it doesn't matter. It makes no difference to me. Captain. Scotty took the last whatchamacallit from the vending machine. I was wondering if I could get reimbursed my 50 cents.
Captain, Chekhov wants to play checkers with me, but he's only willing to be the red tiles. I don't want to be the red tiles. Captain.
Someone borrowed my sunscreen and left it on the holodeck. I think it was Bones.
Captain, I want to play tennis with Uhura, but she's only willing to play badminton. Can you make her change her mind?
BB Steamworm, Flapton.
Flapton!
A gang of the Reds are making fun of me for fencing. They're teasing me about my swashbuckling days in space.
That's good.
That's funny.
That's good stuff.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Captain, the rest of the crew keep saying that Peter Brady was the most popular boy Brady. I'm trying to tell them it was Greg, but they won't listen.
Who do you think it was?
Greg.
Greg was more popular.
Greg. Yeah, come on, it's Greg. Yeah. Everybody knows it's Greg. That crew is ridiculous.
The Enterprise crew?
I keep trying to tell them it's Greg. Imagine that scenario. Guys, listen, it's not Peter. Cool.
Clapton, what is the D for?
That's good.
All right, another thing I have, I kind of went through Yahoo News a little bit. I wrote a couple things down. James Woods, who is 66 years old, shows up to a premiere or some red carpet thing or whatever with his 20-year-old girlfriend.
Hey.
You know what I have to say? Good.
Way to go, James Woods.
Cool, James Woods.
How'd you do that?
You're not... You've never been an attractive man.
Mm-mm.
Even when you were younger, you weren't that attractive.
No.
And now you're just an old actor.
An old fart.
You've got a 20-year-old girlfriend.
Hey.
You know what? James Woods.
Why not?
Do it.
As long as you're not married, go ahead and have a 20-year-old girlfriend.
I don't care. If you're not married, I don't care.
Yeah.
A 20-year-old knows what's up. She knows you're 66.
She knows... Come on, we all know why she's with you.
It's not... Wait, why?
Because he's James Woods.
Oh.
You know?
I thought maybe she thought he was a funny guy
or had a
shining personality or something.
No way.
I don't care because you know what? I don't think James Woods cares.
Mm-mm.
Yeah, I'm going to go to this thing with this girl.
What was the last hit movie he had?
I don't know. I can't remember a hit movie he's had.
Is that a vampire movie?
I can't remember a hit movie he's had.
Yeah.
James Woods. I know he's done some, but
he's
I don't know what it was.
Yeah.
He's an actor. He was in... He was in a vampire movie, wasn't he?
That's what I just said.
Yeah. But
that's
it
what I just
sparked my memory.
Oh.
I think it was called Vampires.
I think it was called Vampires.
It wasn't very good.
Wasn't he like a vampire hunter in it?
Yep. I think he had a crossbow.
I was going to say, I think he had a crossbow.
It wasn't very good.
We've both seen this.
Why did we see this movie? Huh. I didn't see it with you.
We could have been watching Arnold movie number 30.
That's right.
But instead we watched Vampires.
Man, Hollywood tricked us.
Man.
Okay.
I think it had a Baldwin in it, too, didn't it?
I think it did.
I think it had a Baldwin in it.
You know what?
It wasn't Attic Baldwin.
It wasn't Attic Baldwin, no.
I'm slap happy for this episode.
I like it. You know what? They're at the point now where they can just throw a Baldwin at a movie. Just, who do we get for this? Just get a Baldwin. See,
just throw a Baldwin
at it. One of them's available. At least one of them's available. I'm losing track of...
so many Baldwins.
I'm losing track of Baldwins now. There's been so many. There's still siblings that they haven't discovered that are going to come out and save a couple straight-to-video DVDs in the near future. When
introducing Gavin Baldwin.
when Stephen Baldwin stops doing movies, they'll discover another one to take his place.
That's great.
Attic Baldwin.
Whew.
Okay.
I love this episode.
I like it, too.
It's my favorite.
I like it, too. I also wrote down, Johnny Depp is carrying around his Captain Jack Pirate costume with him. And they asked him why.
I wrote that down.
They asked him why. And he said that he visits, like, sometimes we'll go to kids' hospitals.
Is this a real story?
This is true. This is for real.
I thought you were joking.
No. I'm serious. He visits.
Wow.
He visits kids' hospitals.
Hey, that's cool.
And he likes to put on the costume and go around and
awesome.
Make the kids. And I thought that was awesome. I'm not at this point in my life a Johnny Depp fan. Yeah. I think he's just, I'm just kind of tired of him, but I think
that's really cool.
That's really cool that he does that. Partly on the creepy side is he used the word kitties. He said, I go around and
play with the kitties.
And
I play with the kitties.
I give them sunshine and magic.
Yeah.
He didn't say sunshine and magic, but he was referring to them as kitties. And
there's a few actors out there that really seem like they care. Like, remember that Ron Perlman thing?
Yeah.
With the Make-A-Wish where the kid wanted to meet Hellboy?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And so he, like, did the 6-hour makeup job and got full-on into Hellboy.
Yeah.
Instead of just showing up as Ron Perlman. Yeah. That's cool, dude.
You know what? I'm going to take this opportunity, too. To reinforce an old Hollywood icon, Steve McQueen was like that. And people don't know it because he didn't do a lot in the limelight, but it got told after. He went to, when he was filming The Hunter, his last movie, there were a bunch of kids playing around with a deflated ball in the neighborhood. He filmed in Philadelphia, I think. So he tells his friend, he's like, hey, gives him a bunch of cash. Give him like, I forget how much, a couple $1,000, whatever.
Wow.
They go up to the store, they rent a truck, brings this huge truck into the neighborhood, and sneaks it in, and lifts up the back, and just starts handing out like sports equipment like crazy to these neighborhood kids who don't have anything, and was laughing and having a good time, like, just to do it. You know, there was no publicity there, there was no photo op, nothing like that. He just did it because those kids didn't have anything, and he regularly visited the Boys Republic and donated to them and stuff. So,
see, I thought you were going to say that he went and got a truck and then shut up with a ginormous inflated ball.
That would be nice.
Here you go, guys. And they could all go,
you guys
hey!
Want to play?
Well, I can't do much with this.
No, he wasn't that dumb.
No, huh?
But anyway, there are people that care.
That's great.
I like to see it.
I thought you were joking around at first with the story, but
Captain Jack
is charged with the story.
Captain Jack Pirate.
Captain Jack Pirate.
No.
He's turning 50. Do you know that?
Yeah, he's 50. Yeah.
It looks good for 50.
Hey, he looks good for 50.
Good job, Johnny Depp.
I'm not gonna say he doesn't.
Oh, you'd be lying if you said he doesn't.
I'd be lying if I said that.
You'd be lying if he said
I don't want to lie.
He doesn't. Don't lie.
Don't let Johnny Depp's make a liar out of me.
Yeah, don't do it.
Okay.
Alright, he's got that Lone Ranger movie coming out.
Yeah, I know.
Man, every trailer I see, it's less and less interest in that.
I don't know. I don't know why they would.
It's weird.
I don't know. I wish they would kind of just.
Yeah.
You know, just.
Yeah, just stop.
I don't need to see bullets flying past me, okay?
Yeah,
just a regular
things
movie.
Flipping around and landing near people.
Just.
I'm in the exact spot where there's no destruction. Whew, yep. That was a close one.
Just make a good.
Good thing that door was open, it landed all around me. That kind of sequence.
That kind of thing.
I hate that.
I don't want that.
I'm sick of
just
that.
Just make a regular movie.
Ugh.
All right. Expendables 3, I wrote down. It's not out yet, of course. They haven't even started filming. Are you crazy?
I'm not.
They haven't even started casting.
That's going to be number 31 for you when it comes to Arnold movies.
That's right, but check this out. They're talking about Mel Gibson as the villain. That would be so awesome.
I'd love it.
I always felt that Mel was actually on another level as far as acting goes.
Without a doubt. Didn't he win an Academy Award or something like that, or nominated or something?
He should have been.
The Man Without a Face or Patriot or something like that.
Braveheart,
maybe. I can't remember. He won something.
He's done a lot of really,
yeah, he's done
really
a lot of,
good, solid.
Yeah, his acting's on another level. He's an action guy, but
right,
his acting's
right.
But, taking it up a notch.
Yeah.
I love Sly and I love Arnold, but.
Me too. It's just kind of a different thing.
Yeah. Like Edge of Darkness, man. I still think that was an amazing movie.
That was
movie.
A great movie.
I thought it was great. His acting in that was fantastic.
Great.
The sequences with his kid. Mm-hmm. In the bathroom where he's seeing, you know, into the like looking in the past where he's shaving and stuff. She's watching him. Just heartbroken over it. I mean, it was amazing. Man.
He's a really good actor.
He's a great actor. Let's give him another chance, guys.
Come on, give him another chance.
Come on, guys.
I'd love to see him in Expendables 3.
Oh, he'd be great.
As a villain, that'd be
fantastic.
Awesome.
Fantastic.
They're also talking about Wesley Snipes is on board.
Wesley
Snipes.
Oh, Wesley Snipes.
On board. He's taking care of his tax stuff, I guess.
Yeah, he's out of jail
he's
now.
He's out of jail now.
Yeah.
He's out on bail and out of jail, and that's the way it goes.
Yeah.
That's from White Lines.
Okay.
And I think somebody else was on there, but I can't remember who it is.
It was, you told me, Jackie Chan?
Jackie Chan is on.
Jackie Chan made it seem like it was going to be more, like, it was going to be like a buddy comedy. Like, he was going to have a main part.
Oh, he likes to joke
when
around.
When he was talking about it. Come on.
He likes to joke around.
I don't want this. If Jackie Chan's going to be the main draw of it, no thanks.
No offense, I don't really care about, I don't really want him in there.
I don't either. I'm Jackie Chan, that's cool. Great for your own Jackie Chan movies.
For your Jackie Chan movies.
But not for an Expendable.
Not really. He does his own stunts, though, so I can,
that's cool.
I can let him do
is,
that.
Is he still doing that? I thought he retired.
Maybe
that.
He did.
I don't know.
But if, I don't know. He's old enough to retire. He was doing them when he was, like, in his 50s. Mia Jovovich.
Oh, okay.
Possibly going to be in it.
Oh, that's cool.
Which I think is cool, because they need to get a female in there, but she's done, like, a lot of action movies, surprisingly.
She's an action girl.
She did, Resident Evil and Ultraviolet.
Yeah, I mean...
None of which are, like, fantastic films, but she has the physicality. Oh, she was in Fifth Element with Bruce.
Yeah, that was a while ago.
So...
Yeah, if you think about it, of the current crop of female, like, stars,
yeah.
She would be the one I would pick.
She's the only one who's doing anything.
Yeah, that's doing, like major action-y type
right.
stuff, you know? I guess you can kind of throw in, what's her name?
She has to look for it, too.
What's her name? From,
Ellen Page. Page.
No, she looks like she's 12.
Yep.
The Underworld girl.
Yep.
Kate Beckinsale.
Kate Beckinsale.
She's done a little action-y type
she's
stuff.
She's done a little bit, yeah.
But I wouldn't put it on the same level as...
Not quite. She doesn't... I'm not buying that she's tough. I can buy that Mia Jovovich could actually probably throw a punch and she might be able to hurt somebody.
Yeah,
maybe not a guy, but
it seems like Kate Beckinsale is all vampire strength.
That's all she. That's
I don't know
all
if
she
she's
has.
A vampire
she
or not.
Just has,
I can't remember, but
she has leather
all
jumpsuit strength.
Yeah,
and vampire strength.
That doesn't count in an Expendable.
It doesn't count in an Expendable.
It doesn't count in an Expendable.
No,
there's no vampire strength there.
No.
All right.
Next thing on my list is...
I love this, that you have the only one on the list.
I have everything.
I hold the key. I got to skip my homework.
I have the key to the city.
Yeah.
So...
Let's picture me accepting the key to the city. Rex Magnum.
check out Rex Magnum's Facebook page if you guys haven't been there. Okay. James had seen Man of Steel...
Yeah.
And so we got to talking about the films, and we're talking about how they're changing up character things and changing up story needlessly.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't remember exactly, but for some reason this came into my mind that actually in the new Superman, Jor-El is that Jor-El is indeed alive. And he is becoming. He's not quite there yet, but he's becoming a successful tycoon with his line of moisturizers
and skincare products.
Jor-El moisturizers and skincare products. I guess it's because his name sounds like it, but anyway. So now that's what we have, and we have some.
But it's not new movie Jor-El.
It's Marlon Brando.
It's Marlon Brando, Jor-El.
Because who else?
So somehow Russell Crowe survives Man of Steel, but becomes Marlon Brando, Jor-El.
Yep.
Hawk his wares.
I'm inserting it now into all of Superman mythos.
It's perfect.
I want him to do that.
Don't say any of the scenarios.
I won't say anything.
Because you got to post them.
We have some ads that we've
put together.
We've got from the Daily
some good
Planet.
Slogans.
From the Daily Planet. Yeah.
He takes out like a quarter page ad to start.
Yep.
Moves to a half page, then a full page ad for the really important products.
So we'll be posting that along with our podcast here, Jor-El skincare products. Can't wait. that's everything I had on my list.
You said you had Independence Day written on the list.
I did. I forgot. Okay.
Yeah.
So Will Smith won't do Independence Day 2. It's ID4 2.
ID8.
It's ID 8. It's ID 8. Mm-hmm. ID 88. It's ID 88. The movie.
The droid.
The droid bounty hunter, and he said at first. The first thing I read was he cost too much money.
Yeah.
Hold on a second. How much money is this guy asking for? Is what I want to know.
His last movie was one of the biggest sci-fi flops of all time.
That's right.
At After Earth.
That's right.
It bombed huge.
Right. And
so,
after Earth, you'd think that he would accept.
Yeah, that he'd want a job.
Just do it.
What did he do before that? Was there a movie before that was successful? I don't even remember.
He's done a few movies that have been successful, but as far as making an impact, I don't know.
How you got your start.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
That was your first big movie.
Yeah.
Why don't you go ahead and do it? Here's the thing. Here's why I might sound a little bit upset about it. I don't care if he does the movie or not.
Yeah.
But it's an attitude that's starting to get me. So the next thing he said, the next statement that I just read was...
I read this one.
He's not the same person he was then, and he's got other projects he wants to do. Really? You're not the same person?
See, I didn't even hear the projects part. All I heard was, I'm not the same person I used to be. Well, I was then.
You know what?
That was a long time ago.
Fella, you know what, Big Willie? You just did Men in Black 3.
Yeah.
Are you a different person when you did Men in Black 3? You did Men in Black way back in the day. What are you? Are you grown out of having fun? Well, you grown out of doing comedy, action, sci-fi movies?
The whole thing is you're an actor.
Right.
You're an actor.
What do you want
right?
to do?
You act.
What else do you want to do?
So it doesn't really matter what the role is.
If he doesn't want to do it,
you're
fine.
Supposed to act.
If he doesn't want to do it, fine. But I can't imagine that he's just grown leaps and bounds since
that's
then,
silly.
Especially
that's
since
silly.
He just did Men in Black 3 and the After Earth.
Yeah.
The
and
flop.
He did that Hancock movie.
Which is a sci-fi movie.
Yeah. I don't care, because Independence Day is terrible.
I'm not going to see it. I'm not going to see it when it comes out.
I'm not
going to
see it.
I wouldn't see it if he was in it.
I'm not going to see it.
Wouldn't sway me either way.
You know, I do like Jeff Goldblum, though.
Jeff Goldblum's going to be in it.
I do like that. I remember, now, I've probably told this story on the podcast before.
Okay.
It's probably been a long time.
Well.
When Independence Day came out, which was back in, like, 1996.
ID4.
1996.
Yep. You remember the, okay, keep going.
I remember the actual year. So when it came out, see, that ruins my other story. I got to tell this other story first.
Okay.
So everybody's talking about this new movie, right? Independence Day is coming out again.
Mm-hmm.
And they said, oh, the new movie is going to be set, and we don't need Will Smith, but we may focus on his kid in this because we're going to set the movie 20 years later. You know, and some of the actors will be returning, but there will be all new actors as well. And so I was thinking to myself, oh, that's kind of lame.
Mm-hmm.
You know, how are they going to make, you know, Jeff Goldblum and Bill Pullman and all those guys look that much older? And then I realized...
They could do it. They did it in Prometheus.
They don't even have to.
They don't have to.
Because the original Independence Day came out in 1996. The new movie comes out in 2015, which is 19 years later.
That's crazy.
Which is crazy to me.
It's crazy.
Really almost been 20 years since Independence Day.
Yep.
And then I just felt really old, you know? And so I posted this on Facebook, and somebody tried to call me out and say, oh, no.
Oh, yeah.
Independence Day. And no. No, don't walk away.
Don't walk away. sorry, Tom.
Yeah. she called me out and she said, Independence Day came out in 1998, the same year as X-Files Fight the Future, and there was cross-referencing between both movies, so it'll only be 17 years. Now, guys, I hate being a know-it-all. You know, there's no joy in that.
Hate being a nosy Ned.
If you go to the trouble of correcting somebody, at least just, you know, pop online and check your facts
first.
That's
all you have to do.
It's a different age now. We have access to everything online. You go on your phone and go to IMDb.
The conversation is taking place online.
Yeah.
You're posting.
You can just quickly check the release date of the movie. It came out in 1996.
That's all you have to do.
I didn't need to double check because I remember it came out in 1996. But then I went
you
and
did
I went,
anyway.
Okay.
Because you don't make a fool of yourself.
Yeah, exactly.
On
so
a forum.
I went and I said, okay, maybe she's right. And so I went and looked, and I'm like, nope, it's 1996. So she corrected me, but she didn't bother to check her facts first, which is so easy to do.
So this is just a lesson, folks.
It's just silly.
Just remember to check your facts.
Before you correct people.
Check before you correct.
We're in the information age.
Chickity-check yourself before you kickity-correct someone
people.
Else.
You're not correcting them. You're incorrecting them.
You're incorrecting them, and you're making a fool of yourself.
Anyway, I don't remember what my original point was. Oh, okay. So... It came out in 1996. Well, how long are we at right now?
28 minutes.
Dude, we're...
I told you, a half hour is like...
It's nothing. It's like a drop in the bucket.
You can sneeze a half hour.
I haven't even talked about Superman yet.
We need a radio show for real. We're at like 3 hours.
And get paid for it.
That's what I'm saying.
Hey, people out there in Radio Land, if you're looking for a couple guys you want to pay money to and have them talk for 3 hours, we do it all the time.
WKRP in Cincinnati would probably pick us up.
I would love it. I would love that as a job.
Can I be Venus Flytrap?
Yeah. I'll be Les Nessman. All right.
Okay.
So, it came out in 1996, right?
Yeah.
And I was big into a Star World.
You were into a Star World
I loved
then.
A Star World.
Who didn't?
I still love a Star World.
I love a Star World.
But it was 1995, and the new Star World toy line had just restarted.
Yep.
And, you know, and I was really, like, crazy about Star World.
Yeah.
Like, it was everything.
It was on the forefront.
So Independence Day comes out, right?
Yep.
My sister sees Independence Day, and I see Independence Day. Well, yeah, it's all right. It's a popcorn movie. It's all right. And so, I don't remember, Thanksgiving or something like that. And she said, you know that Independence Day, it came up about, I was like, Star Wars is, I mean, Empire Strikes Back is the best film ever made.
Yep.
At that time, I was saying, you know, sci-fi wise, that it was the best film made. So she's like, that's not the best sci-fi movie ever made. Independence Day is the best sci-fi movie ever made. I'm like, you're crazy. You're silly right now telling me that Independence Day is the best sci-fi movie ever made. She's like, it's the best. It's the best. It's the new classic. I'm like, okay, that's fine. I'll remember this.
Independence Day.
I'm going to remember this. A year later, I came to her. I remember this. I said, hey, remember last year when we had the conversation about Independence Day and Empire Strikes Back? She's like, I guess, maybe. I'm like, who did Harrison Ford play in Empire Strikes Back? She's like, Han Solo. Okay. What was the name of Will Smith's character in Independence Day?
Can't remember. I don't know.
I don't know. The pilot?
Big Willie.
Okay, fine. What's Bill Pullman's character's name in Independence Day?
Mr. President.
The President? No, his name. The President? Okay, what's Mark Hamill's character in Empire Strikes Back? Luke Skywalker?
She
couldn't do it.
She's getting defeated.
She said, just shut up. Leave me alone. It felt so good. I waited. I sat on it for a year. I sat on it for a year waiting to get back at her for saying
it. And then you sat on it for 20 years to share it with the public.
Well, actually, I only sat on it for 18 years.
Yeah, okay.
Man. So there it was.
Do you remember those action figures came with floppy disks?
Trendmasters did those.
Trendmasters.
Yeah, it was a huge deal that came with the floppy disk.
Yeah, because it was like interactive with your computer.
Those were horrible figures.
They were terrible. You know what? I never bought one.
They were terrible.
You had one, didn't you?
I had to know it was on the disk. I bought the Jeff Goldblum.
You had to know
it was on the disk?
You bought it for the disk. I remember seeing them, and they were molded in clear plastic, the disks were, and I was like, whoa, the future is now. This is it.
Ugh, hard copy.
This is it.
I could see through the disk.
Hard copy. Yeah. I think around that time, I was into hackers, too. Like, hackers had blown my mind, and I was just like, this is sweet. I'm surprised I didn't get those
I'm
figures.
I'm surprised you didn't get one either.
You know what? They had a V-joint on the crotch, and I couldn't do it.
They were really bad.
And I couldn't have an alien. The aliens were okay.
The aliens were all right.
But I couldn't have an alien without a without a person.
They made the three guys, right? They made Jeff Goldblum's.
Well, Big Willie.
Big Willie and President Pullman.
President Puller.
There was going to be a second wave of those that they were going to do. The doctor guy played by Data?
Yeah.
He was going to be a figure. I remember reading that in a magazine, Hero Illustrated probably, or something, and being like...
Probably Hero.
Who's going to buy that? Who's going to buy the Data Doctor character?
That's whack.
Who's going to buy that?
Whack.
What kid's going to buy that?
No, they weren't.
Nobody's going to buy that.
Trendmasters knew it.
Trendmasters. The only thing they weren't a master of was trend.
That's right. They were so far behind the trend.
They couldn't get anything right.
They couldn't.
They did like the Godzilla toys. And they did like some weird.
They did
John Carter of Mars.
Battlefield
line,
Earth.
Battlefield Earth.
The John Carter figures weren't even posable. They had a neck.
Lost
you could
in space.
Yeah.
Oh man.
Trendmasters.
Trendmasters.
They were rough.
They did not do a good
job. They did some rough stuff. Yeah. Rough stuff.
Hey, this has been fun.
It's been great.
I can tell you.
I
almost don't even want to do a Superman rant.
Well, you don't have
such
to.
Such a good mood.
No, don't do it.
I may say one or two things.
Okay, we don't have to spoil it. Big Willie style. Yeah, so,
it's all in it.
Big, he's all in it.
Ha ha, ha ha.
Yeah. I didn't write this down, but I'm gonna say, Kate Upton. That's all I want to say.
But you didn't write it down.
No, I'm not.
You're looking at the sheet, though.
Nor do I want to talk about it. I just don't know what she's doing. What are you doing? Kate, what are you doing?
What's going on?
What are you doing?
What are you doing?
It's like, I feel like...
I just want to know what you're up to.
I want to know what she's trying to do.
Yeah.
What are you trying to pull?
I think we all know what she's trying to do.
I know what she's trying to do, and she's doing it, but... Okay. Let's see. What else? Oh, this is not on my list also. We're all over the place tonight.
It's going to be great. I can't wait to listen back to it.
I just want
to... It's going to be a mess.
I've been watching Happy Days. I bought the first season of Happy Days.
Good job.
I love American Graffiti. It's one of my favorite movies of all time. I don't know where it falls
it's
on
great.
The list. It's one of my favorite movies of all time. So I'm like, okay, this seems similar. I remember Happy Days, and as a kid watching reruns, I remember always being in the diner. Everything was filmed in the diner or in the Cunningham's house with Fonzie living upstairs. Those are the ones I remember. Those are the ones that got replayed. But I got the first season. It's completely different. They really are closer to the feel of American Graffiti. There's a lot of outside filming, a lot of filming out in the parking lot,
yeah.
A lot of stuff like that. Fonzie barely talks at all. He's just kind of a silent, cool character. He wasn't, like, over the top. He hadn't jumped the shark yet. So I've really been enjoying it. It was a really fun show. So if you don't remember Happy Days, or you remember it as being, like, really, overly produced sitcom, the first couple seasons aren't like that.
I thought you were going to say something in particular.
Nope.
About it. Nope, just hey. Just
I've also been watching Dukes of Hazzard.
Wow.
I'm not afraid.
Dukes Boys.
I'm not ashamed to admit
don't
it.
Don't be ashamed of that.
I went and bought season 3.
You're doing better than any most current
That's
television
That's right. You
shows.
Know what? I don't have seasons 1 and 2. I just bought season 3.
It was there.
I figured they had hit their stride by that point.
Damn.
And you know what? It's fine.
That's great.
It's fine. I don't
That's
care.
Great.
I love it.
You do what you had to do.
I did what I had to do it.
Blaze has seen Batman now. That has happened.
Yeah,
since
that's
the
right.
Last
that's right. And you posted it's on
I posted a video about it.
On your Facebook, right?
No, it's on Action Features.
Oh, is it on Action Features?
Yeah, it's on there.
Okay, cool.
For those who didn't know, I mean, this is all explained in that video, but that's the one movie I held off on showing Blaze until he was 11, which was the same age I was, but it's also really like a great age. For that kind of
you
movie.
You can just start to appreciate.
Yeah, you can appreciate things, but you can also still go play toys and reenact the movie afterwards or something like that, you know?
I want
to
go do that.
Do
I
want
to go do that right now.
Not too young to understand certain scenes. Plus, I didn't want him to watch it over and over and over again and the beats to be.
Run it into the ground
old,
and.
You know?
Yeah.
Man, he loved it. He loved it. He's talked about it nonstop since. He's hummed the music nonstop since. He sends me texts about it from his iPod. He doesn't have a phone. No phone, but he can text on his iPod. It's just, it was great. It was a fantastic experience. I highly recommend it. Other fathers, mothers, whatever, if you have a favorite film or something from your childhood that you really enjoyed at that kind of age, hold off on it.
Yeah.
Show it to them around the same age you were.
Make it something special.
Make it, yeah, build it up. Turn it into something. That's what we did. We talked about it and did the trading cards and magazines and watched trailers
yes.
and making of specials and toys and all that stuff. And, man, it was awesome.
I know we had our episode about it, and after those two episodes, and then after Blaze watching it, I put it in last night. It was a little late, so I didn't get to watch all of it. But I'm excited. I was actually thinking today, like, man, I'm excited to go home and finish Batman. What 30-year-old movie, or
can you
was
do that
it 25? Is it 25 now?
It's 24 now.
What 24-year-old movie can you do that with? I know what happens.
Yeah.
I know what happens, but
just,
I'm excited
it's
about...
It's great, we'll just watch. The scenes are so great.
I'm seeing things in it. That I didn't notice, you know, earlier on. Still, I'm still picking up on little things.
You gotta borrow that Blu-ray, though, man.
I'm going to.
It's so crisp and clean, and there's so many audio things that I missed on just DVD. It's amazing. All right, so you got anything else?
That's it. You need to go.
What time is it now?
It's quarter to
45. I'm gonna say real quick. Okay, I'm gonna say one or two things about Superman.
We'll stay as long as you want it as you want, but you had to go. So.
Well, we'll stop it. I just want to say that I have major issues with Superman,
mm-hmm.
Man of Steel. I did not enjoy it. I'm becoming a broken record with not enjoying these movies currently, but they're doing a lot of changes in these movies that they don't need to do. I don't want to go into a full-on rant about it. We'll save it for the next episode where mm-hmm. I'll talk about it more. That way, you can also, if you haven't seen Superman Man of Steel and you want to hear us talk about it, you got 2 weeks.
Got 2 weeks.
2 weeks from right now to go see Man of Steel if you're going to want to see it.
That's right.
And you want to hear us talk about it, or well, I guess just me talk about it. But I told you the storyline.
Men of Steel, the movie.
Yeah, next episode I want to talk about it. That'll be one of the things we do next episode,
okay.
Since this one's just kind of all over the place.
Men
Plus,
of,
it's been a fun,
Men of Steel, the movie.
Cheery episode.
Man, it's been all over.
I loved it.
It's been a blast.
I had a blast with this episode. It could be just because I'm really tired.
Probably.
It's probably just because I'm really, really tired.
It will be.
Yeah.
Once you get a little rest in you.
I'll listen back to it.
You'll listen back and say, man.
This is terrible. Oh. What were you thinking? I can't post this.
This is the last time Mike.
I can't post it.
This is the last time Mike.
I posted it. I'll have to make up different feedback from different people.
Well, we'll be back to square one where you're keeping me going. Like sending me paychecks and stuff. To make me think that we're doing better than we were. All right. All right, this has been Mike and James with Action Features, Just Five.
All right, see you later.